Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
We are live here on 100 Yards of Football. It's the Week 6 game preview. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a heavyweight matchup waiting to take place in Philly. If you predicted that the Dallas Cowboys would be 4-1 after their week one disaster, ladies and gentlemen, and that their rival, the Eagles, would be the only undefeated team left in the NFL, we hope that you've got a bet slip to show for it. Ladies and gentlemen, on Sunday, it's a heavyweight primetime Sunday night football game. It's going to be one for the books. We're going to take a look at it with Vincent Turner right here on 100 Yards of Football. And I'm sure Mr. Turner is going to tell you that the Cowboys are nobody's underdog.
Thank you, Mr. Mog Bass, for bringing me up. I'm Vincent Turner here, 100 Yards Football. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. The NFL game of the day, the Cowboys, the Eagles. Man, man, man. What a football game it's going to be on Sunday night. When you look at the whole history of the National Football League, and I remember when I came a fan, back when I was 6 years old, and I came a Dallas Cowboys fan, Dan Marietta, Don Perkins, Mel Renfro, Cornell Green, Bob Lilly. This is what it's all about. Even now, me being 62 years old, I'm still like a kid in a cookie jar. It's the Eagles, the Cowboys, old school fans. Then you're looking at the city of brotherly love, the Philadelphia PA, Patti LaBelle, Tenney Pendergrass, Will Smith, Edgar Allan Polk, Bradley Cooper, Harold Melvin and the Blue Lotes, Dick Clark, bad luck and what you got and what you got. Bad luck, and what you got, and what you got. Bad, 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 bad. Then you look at the Eagles' history, baby. Their first Super Bowl, Ronell Young, Jerry Robinson, Wilbur Montgomery, Harold Carmichael. Then the history of Self Joyner, Reggie White, the late, great Jerome Brown, and a hazel-eyed gentleman from Arizona State, Eric Allen. Boy, boy, boy. Well, man, the Eagles, the Cowboys, then the Dallas Cowboys defense right now that's playing off the charts, second in the league with 20 sacks. Doomsday 3. Michael Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, Trayvon Diggs, Linda Vanden Esch, help me, Jesus. Then when you think about Doomsday 3, you think about Doomsday 1 and 2. Leroy Jordan, Bob Lilly, Ted Tuttle Jones, Harvey Martin, Cliff Harris, Charlie Walters, Thomas Hollywood Henderson. It's great to be a Cowboy. It's great to be a Cowboy Sunday night. Then you think about the Eagles. And you think about the young man, Jalen Hurts. I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, if you had to say the MVP in the National Football League, it's got to be Jalen Hurts. 1,356 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 INTs. He's playing at another level. Once again, I did not see that coming with him. Miles Sanders, 414 yards on the ground. They brought over A.J. Brown, 436 yards receiving. Stockville, Mississippi, Ole Miss, something in the water. Walter Payton, Jerry Rice. And then you're looking at that Eagles defense. Even though I'm giving respect to the Cowboys defense right now, but the Eagles defense still top five. Even though they old man, Fletcher Cox is still balling, another Mississippi Yazoo. Brandon Graham, University of Michigan. Dun, 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 dun. Then the corners, Darius Slay and James Bradbury. Two interceptions apiece, and they only giving up 18 yards a game. And then that Eagles offensive line is one of the best in the league. Jason Kelsey, Landon Johnson, Boomer Sooner, Landon Dickerson, Roll Tide. The Eagles are rolling. It's no question about it, man. They are clearly been the best team in the National Football League after the first 5 weeks. But let me get back on my Cowboys. Doomsday 3. Defensively, it's been all about the Dallas Cowboys. It's kept the Cowboys at 4-1. But I want to give flowers. Even though the young man from Mississippi State got hurt in the first game, Dak Prescott, you got to give love to the backup. Now, I'm not going to call him backup. I'm going to call him Tony Romo too. Cooper Rush, just like the band Rush. I want to say thank you and Cowboy Nation because you made me a believer. 839 yards, 4 touchdowns, and you'll play airless football. No interceptions in 118 attempts. If you win this game on Sunday night, Dak Prescott, I think you need to be watching over your back. I don't care how much money they paid you. Because Cooper Rush is balling. Ezekiel Elliott, 305 yards. The Ohio State Buckeye. CeeDee Lamb wants to eat on Sunday night. Philly Finest, you know what I'm talking about. I came into your shop and I told you CeeDee Lamb is going to eat. Boomer Sooner and Michael Gallup out of Monroe, Georgia, by way of Colorado State is back. But man, let me tell you something. To be a Cowboys fan right now, you got to be proud of that defense, man. I'm going to say it one more time, Doomsday 3. When Randy Gregory signed for free agent money in Denver in the offseason, I was upset because we could have re-signed him. But I'm going to tell you, outside DeMarcus Lawrence and Michael Parsons, Sam Williams out of Ole Miss is balling. Dorrance Armstrong is making him some money. 4 sacks. He's making him some money. Dante Fowler don't even look like the same player when he was with the Atlanta Falcons. Thank you, Dan Quinn, defensive coordinator. But the young man is Michael Parsons. I have not been more excited and see a defensive player come into the National Football League. And I don't want to go there, but I know I saw this on Twitter a couple of weeks ago. They said Michael Parsons is the next LT Lawrence Taylor. And somebody said, you got to be crazy and pump the brakes. But all I know, the young man so far this year has had a groin injury. He's got 16 tackles, 6 sacks, 1 forced fumble. And at 6'3", 255 pounds, he's a 4'3 guy in the 40. And he's unblockable. And he's out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So there's something in that water in Harrisburg. Dennis Green, LeSean McCoy, Ricky Waters, Jed Wright, Ohio State, 1968. Jimmy Jones, quarterback at USC, 1970, Birmingham, Alabama. He changed the course of football. Michael Parsons is from the same neighborhood So I understand why he's bowling and why Jerry Jones is in love with him. The Eagles and the Cowboys. Must-see TV. Sunday Night Football. For first place in the NFC East. Super Bowl aspirations. I'm taking the Cowboys. 24 to the Eagles, 21. I'm fired up, man. Cowboy Nation, rise up. J.R. Ewing. The money is long. That oil money. But I want to make no mistakes. To the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, it's made me a believer. I'm really proud and really respectable. That gentleman has played flawless football this year. And the Eagles have a fantastic football team. If you're a true football fan, man, and you've been loving the National Football League, the history of the game, the great players, Super Bowl IV, Kansas City Chiefs, Buck Buchanan, Willen and Neal, the Jets in 69 with Joe Namath, Winston Hill, Emerson Boozer, Matt Snell, or the greatest show on turf, the Rams, Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, and of course the Patriots, Willie McGinnis, Tom Brady, all the great players, the Bears, 85, the Hollywood Shuffle, Singletary, Peyton, Hampton, Richard Dent, Tennessee State. This is what it's about on Sunday night, man. This is what it's about. This is what it's about. I envy you, Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth and Marie Shriver and Tony Dungy, because y'all got the game of the year, baby. The Cowboys, the Eagles, history, Dick Vermeil, Rich Kotite, Jimmy Johnson, Tom Landry. It can't get no better than this. It can't get no better than this. Bad luck. Teddy Pendergrass. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. It's going to be rocking in Philadelphia on Sunday night. Cowboys 24, Eagles 21. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been a pleasure and an honor to come into your living rooms today. And special thanks to Mr. Mark Bass and Logan Landis. Man, if you're a football fan, get up somewhere, post up if you can't be at the game. Get you that nice alcohol beverage, where it's cognac, bourbon, Royal Crown. Me, myself, I might have some of that. And then, you know, I might go back to my roots. That barbecue. Have my beautiful wife Eileen cook me some barbecue, some coleslaw, some spaghetti, homemade ice cream. And I'm gonna be cheering on the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
This is 100 Yards of Football, where all unoriginal broadcasters come to get their information. Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, Week 6 NFL Preview, right here. The Giants versus the Ravens, where the Ravens are coming off a 19-17 win against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Giants beat the Green Bay Packers in London 27-22. These two teams didn't play each other on last season, but the NFL Week 6 game is scheduled to kick off at a 10 a.m. start on Sunday and can be seen on CBS. But first, the prediction given to you here by Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, stick and stay. The Crystal Ball, Giants, Ravens, Vincent Turner, 100 yards of football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. As Mr. Mark Bass told you just a few minutes ago, I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, the Giants and the Ravens. I'm going to start with the Baltimore Ravens. I'm sorry for doubting you, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, please pay him. Please pay him. Please pay him. South Florida in the house. Deion Sanders. Bobby Butler. Ricky Jackson. Lamar Jackson, outstanding football player. I'm going to say this about this young man. To come into the season and bet on yourself and say, hey, I'm going to still prove myself to get my money where every other major quarterback has got their money. That's saying a lot about that young man, man. He's betting on himself, and that's why God is in this plan. Lamar Jackson last week, 19 of 22, 174 yards, 58 yards rushing on 12 carries. Bobby Petrino, Louisville, knew what he had in that diamond when he started as a quarterback. As a true freshman a couple of years ago when I was in the Georgia Dome watching Louisville play Auburn in the Chick-fil-A Classic. I said, that young man is fast, and he's going to be special. Then look at the Ravens' running game last week. J.K. Dobbins had 44 yards on 8 carries. The Ohio State Buckeye. And then Keyon Drake last week, 4 carries for 26 yards. You want to know something? I broadcast live out of my house. That's where I'm at right now, in Douglasville, Georgia. But I seen Keyon Drake playing high school. He played at Hillgrove over there in Palace Springs, Roll Tide, the University of Alabama. And I want to talk about the tight end position with the Ravens. Everybody talk about Travis Kelce, Dufat. Everybody talk about George Kittle. No question about it. Everybody talk about Kyle Pitts. But I'm going to tell you something. Lamar Jackson got a good friend. Mark Andrews at the University of Oklahoma. 3 touchdowns in 3 straight games. Been consistent since he's been in the league. 8 receptions for 88 yards. Mark Andrews might be one of the top 5 tight ends in the game. Boomer Sooner! Now let's talk about the New York Giants. Brian Daboll, oh Canada, Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Hall, Brent Hall, excuse me, let me get some water. A lot of people don't know the young man was born in Canada. I like the story. He was former OC with the University of Alabama. Remember when they won the national championship a couple years ago? He has brought a really nice culture to the Giants. The Giants are balling. The New York Giants up there on Broadway. Warriors come out to play. Saquon Barkley. One thing about Saquon Barkley that we can say, if he's healthy, he's going to be one of the best backs in the game. The only problem with him over the last few years playing with the New York Giants, he hasn't been healthy. But last week, he looked real good against the Green Bay Packers. 17 carries, 70 yards, but he had that outstanding 17-yard touchdown run. Then he had 3 receptions for 36 yards. Saquon Barkley, you representing Penn State to the next level. Franco Harris, Ladell Mitchell, 1950s, Lenny Moore. And kudos, family, to the young man that went to the small school down on Tobacco Row, who's been really getting blasted over the last 4 years since he's been up there in New York. I got to give him his flowers. He's played some very solid football. And it seemed to me New York wants to run him out. They still want to run it out. But we need to give our flowers to Daniel Jones. The Giants are 4-1. He's got 848 yards on the season passing, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. But the one thing that Daniel Jones has done, he's got a little better prep. He's more under control. He's more of a high-level game manager, the smart man from Duke University. So I'm taking the Ravens in the close football game, 20-17. Lamar Jackson, who should get his money, is going to take the Ravens to a victory.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate hearing 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my man, Mr. Mark Bass, and to the whole staff here at 100 Yards Football. All I can say is this, Lamar Jackson, you need to get your money. I'm sorry for doubting you. And the Giants, Brian Daboll, old Canada. I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about hockey. Daboll, let's coach you at a high level. Wayne Gretzky of the NFL.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.